people call him the godfather of gangster rap. Please welcome Compton's own Eazy-E. Now how can I do an interview? What's up, man?
Nothing much.
Would you like to jump into the conversation and continue on any of those areas we hit?
Where was you guys at now?
Oh gosh, we talked about everything.
Something about chronic or something.
Well, we were talking about that too. Yeah. But what do you think about the resurgence of it?
I agree with my man here.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Can I ask you a question about you personally? Is there a misconception about Eazy-E that you would like to look into the camera and clear up? Because we hear so much, we see so much. What would you like to say about Eazy?
Let me see. First of all, I want to start off with those studio gangsters out there.
I just want to define it for middle America, a studio gangster.
Somebody that's not real, they go in the studio and all of a sudden become hard when they used to do dance music.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you about it a little later.
Okay.
I don't believe nothing they say anyway. Yeah. Talking about I ganked them for whatever and all that, so don't ever believe everything you hear.
Yeah, okay. Feet are funny, aren't they?
I'm just comfortable, man.
I really am flattered. Gosh, where do we go next? I had no idea that you make money off product from Dr. Dre and Snoop. Now, how did that work out?
Basically, I had Dre signed as exclusive producer and exclusive artist.
Mm-hmm.
So when Dre tried to make his deal all over at